Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again. With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Indeed it did. Welcome in. This is In This League, live on Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Your boys in the house, Bogman and the Welsh, that's us. Bogman, we got a follow Friday from Jim Day.
Hey, we must be doing things right here.
Officially FNTSY talent after 3 years because we were included on a tweet. No big deal.
That's right. Our new best friend, Jim Day.
No big deal for that. I mean, it only 3 years with I don't even know how many hours. But we've never still been a guest, or at least for 2 years, on any weekday, Monday through Friday show. But we did get acknowledged by one person on the network on a Follow Friday tweet, not FNTSY account or anybody else.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if that's true, because I would call myself a closer. Oh? I have been on many shows that are no longer with us. So,
okay. All right. Well. I mean, you're like the AAF or whatever it was called.
Yeah, the AAF. That's me.
Yeah,
that's
I mean,
shut down after a little bit. That's
I can appreciate, or at least I appreciate being able to publicly complain about something and then it being rectified, because Jim actually joined us over on the Fantasy Black Book with Joe. And the first words out of my mouth were, "Hey, Jim, remember that time you said FNTSY talent and didn't include us?" And then listeners, swear to God, it is amazing how much listeners have had our backs on things, how much we are not included on anything in the industry. I mean, we are just the scum of the earth, but the mud people love us. The mud people are with us. They like to get down in it, and they want to make sure
that they
appreciate it.
I really wish
you'd
stop calling the listeners the mud people.
No, the mud people.
That's a terrible nickname. Like, you know, horde or animals is bad enough. And I'll kick that out every once in a while, but the mud people, I think, is just going overboard.
They appreciate it. They know. I mean,
don't you mud people? You appreciate it.
What are we fighting for? What are we fighting for? The fantasy footballers audience, Bogman? We're not getting them.
Well, we're not getting that. So.
All right, we're not getting that audience. What are we getting? ESPN? We're not getting them.
No, our SEO is not good enough. So
We can't even get the crumbs of
bread. We don't have voices deep enough to get that type of an audience.
Well, all you got to do is change it 4 years in and just change it and it'll be good. But
that's a great joke. I'm so happy I'm verified. God, that's very funny. I tell you what I would do is if my team was bad, the Welsh, I would just go protest at their stadium.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I was just about to say, we can't even get the crumbs of Greg Sussman's audience here, and we're fighting here. But maybe that's what we need. You know what? Maybe the mud people need to do what the Lakers fans do.
Say the mud people.
Well, who's more respected, the mud people or Lakers fans? Because I think
the mud people.
I think our ideal mud people are much more respected than what the Lakers are doing. I mean, I envisioned how embarrassing, by the way, we got a lot of stuff to talk about with just getting into this, because this is mine and Bogman's favorite story of the entire week, was when we saw that.
It might be my favorite story ever.
You think so? At least of 2019, though, right?
I love it so much, the Welsh. I just can't explain how, you know, I don't tweet, and I was tweeting all kinds of stuff about this today. It's so fun.
No, you know what? You're right. And actually, it's like a measure of how excited you were, because you were tweeting at me, you were tweeting at Nader and Bespris, and you were just so excited, because when I saw this a couple days ago and I put my tweet out, I was just like, well, this is going to be great. It's Los Angeles Laker fans were going to do a protest. And like, let me tell you something. We live out here in Arizona. And Arizona is not devoid of protesting because of just the state. And I happen to work in an area where there's a lot of them. Like, I'd look down, I'm in like in the highest rise building, you know, for Phoenix. And I'd look down and there's like, you know, they, they, I don't know if you know this, they like,
you look
pay
down
people.
At the mud people.
I looked down, well, I looked down, yeah, the real mud people, not our mud people. Our mud people are a special type of mud. These are the mud people. And they pay people to protest out here.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. And so, you know, you see those protests, or, you know, you drive by and you hear all the people that are like honking, you know, Trump and all that type of stuff that's going on and that craziness. And, you know, like, I kind of laugh and I don't honk and I choose not to look at people in the eye because it's just like, you know, it's just, I view it as the
no
same
eye
thing.
Contact.
And, like, those people that are protesting, I view it the same as the guy that's like walking up with a CD in his hand at the gas station or a Best Buy employee.
So many, you get gas at the worst gas stations in the world.
I know.
Like, they're just, they couldn't be any worse.
No, they're all horrible. And I just, I get out and I do my bit. I've told you about this. I tell everybody about this. I just, like, instinctually now, take my phone out and pretend I'm talking all the time.
Buy, sell, buy, sell, buy,
sell, buy. You're fired, you're hired, you're fired, you're hired. That's all I do all day long. So then, and I'll still have, like, people that'll, like, yell to me, and I'll just be like, I don't hear you, I'm on the phone. And I just, because it's like, I don't, like, I'll be rude.
Sorry, mud person.
Yeah, I mean,
go sell your CD off somewhere else.
I'll get rude. I'll get down in the mud if you want to get in the mud. But, like, I'm trying to avoid it. It's like, you know, the Hulk. You know, the Hulk is trying to, like, not get mad. He's trying to temper himself. I'm just trying to avoid conflict is what I'm trying to do. And the same thing.
That's what I say you do all the time. You avoid conflict.
I'd never go right at it.
Nope.
Or, you know, put it
calm
on the air.
Measured is what I would call you.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Not react. Measure.
No, not vindictive at all. Right?
Yeah. I'm all these things. I'm agreeing with everything.
This is great. So when I saw that the Lakers fans were going to protest on Friday outside of Staples Center because they're not happy with what the organization is doing, I've never been happier. I was like, this might single-handedly be the most embarrassing thing a fan base has ever done for their team. I'm not sure there's anything more embarrassing, Bogman.
You know,
you tell me.
I'm sure there's something that has been more embarrassing.
The billboards are fine. Remember the website? Wasn't there the
Oh, there's all
website?
Kinds of website. There's still a website in Minneapolis. If you call it, it says that Randy Moss is an immature jerk. And
is that really active?
Yeah, and it says. It'll say it is blah, 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 blah. And the time is blah, 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 blah. And then the guy goes, and Randy Moss is still an immature jerk. This message will replay forever.
I might actually need that website because there was a thing on Twitter, not to jump all over stories here, but there's a thing going on Twitter that I am like, you know me, like I like to just have fun, have conversations. And I pick at people that get all butthurt about like stupid bull crap. You know, they're like, oh, God, the contracts of Major League, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, get a life, you effing loser. Sorry, about to lose my mind. And like that type of stuff.
$100. You actually lose your mind.
You really did. But like, I become that loser when I start to hear debates of Randy Moss is better than Jerry Rice. I want to put my fist through any glass that's nearby, and I want to take the shards and throw it at that person because you're the most absurd human being if you think that there is a class of people on Twitter, Bogman, this week that were literally going off about how Randy Moss is better than Jerry Rice, and every one of them are morons.
Look, anyone that it's hard to say this, like Randy Moss might have been more fun to watch than Jerry Rice.
Athletic, and I would say more athletic.
And I'll give that up, 10 out of 10 times if people want to say that. But if anyone with a straight face tells you that Randy Moss is better than Jerry Rice, you can just cut them out of your life.
There's
no reason to deal with them.
Absolutely. You know what? If you think Randy Moss is a better wide receiver than Jerry Rice, block me or unfollow me. Do that. Because if you show yourself, I will block you. And you'll never, I can't have you around in my life because
more electric, more fun to watch, amazing rookie season, all that stuff. You can use any word you want outside of better.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. You know? Randy Moss is not the greatest wide receiver of all time. Jerry Rice is I'm not going to get into this.
It's just a big battle for second place. That's all.
That's all that it is, man. Like, I'm not going to block or lose my mind if you don't think Jerry Rice is the best football player of all time. I do. Pound for pound, you know, positionally and dominance, all that. I'm not going to make any of those arguments.
Who's the contender with him? It's him and Brady.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Brady's in that. And I don't know. Like, I don't think you can make the comparison. You can't throw the whole like Barry Sanders or Walter Payton. I just don't think those work. You've got to have like people might throw Emmitt Smith in there and it's like, meh, you know, what are you doing? Like, but Brady belongs into that one. You throw Brady into that one. But the wide receiver thing, it's absurd to me. And people are digging in.
Let me ask you what would be more embarrassing just to kind of get us back on track here.
Yeah, sorry. I went to
turn. Would it be? It's fine because that is, I mean, that's a thing that we needed to talk about. But what would be more embarrassing? Would it be more embarrassing for Lakers fans to protest or for Randy Moss fans to protest that Randy Moss is better than Jerry Rice? Because you said you couldn't think of anything more embarrassing.
No,
I think that might be more embarrassing.
The Randy Moss ones? No, I don't think so. Well, there's a couple things. Like, where are they protesting? Like, there's a singular...
They'd probably be protesting in San Francisco.
Okay, here's the thing. Well, by the way, I think people should protest that... who was... was it Max Kellerman that said that... he said the Larry Fitzgerald thing.
He said that Larry Fitzgerald might be a Hall of Famer because of longevity.
Why are these...
That guy, like I said, dude, Max Kellerman, it's so weird. Some of these guys on ESPN, like Stephen A. Smith shouldn't be talking about football, but they ask him football questions or they want him to talk about football on his show. And it puts him in a bad position because he's not a football guy. That's why he said Hunter Henry's had a great season. That's why he said Dwayne Haskins is a running quarterback. He just doesn't know
what he's doing.
Sport. Yeah, he's a huge basketball fan. Have him talk about basketball. He knows way more than 99% of people about basketball. So have him stick to that.
Yeah, but it's just culturally this thing has happened. I mean, it's the de-evolving of ESPN where ESPN hit this point. You know, they were something for so long. ESPN was. They were this thing. They were this entity of news and funny quirks and funny commercials. And it was the worldwide leader in sports. And then what ended up happening is the world started progressing and they were finding other outlets. They liked alternative sports media. They went to shorter clips.
Well, they got their own networks too, like NFL Network and MLB Network.
Fox Sports. Yeah, yeah, totally. Right. The sports got their own networks. There were other competing networks. But also, culturally, this change ended up happening where people wanted shorter clips. I mean, we were just having this conversation the other day where, you know, people, it's what can I get on my phone in 2 or 3 minutes? I want short clips. People are digesting things much differently. And what happened was ESPN fell so far behind and they had to figure out, okay, how do we turn this? So what they did was they went to this extreme and they would have, I'm trying to think of who the first person was, Bogdan. Maybe you could pinpoint it for me. Was it Skip Bayless? Who was the first one that created this like Howard Stern hate that people wanted to tune in for? What was it, Rome?
Jim Rome.
You think so?
Clones.
Yeah.
I can't. I'm sure.
That's my Jim. That's my. That's my Jim Rome impression. By the way, clothes. That's Jim Rome.
Who's the New York guy? The guy that Tony we Bruno? Just talked about on the Black Book. That.
Francesca.
Yeah, yeah. He's kind of an anti-hero as far as sports guys go.
No, but I'm talking about like TV. Like
it's definitely Rome then, because Rome was the guy that. Rome and, you know, Cowherd are the guys that take the popular opinion, tell everyone it's garbage, and then hold the stance that it's garbage.
You might be right.
Sometimes they're right, but most of the time they're wrong.
I'm not sure I think you could be right, and someone might be able to pinpoint this. You can tweet at us, is it the Welsh Bogman Sports, if maybe you can pinpoint it. Rome might be the kind of start of it, but what I'm getting at is, like, I don't think he was the all-in. This was Rome's natural personality. There were bits, but there wasn't this act up situation that happened. Like, he was unliked, but he was also liked, and people were like, oh, clones, blah, blah, blah. Cowherd and them, there is nothing like that, but there was this turn that happened, and you know what it could have been? Let me throw this at you. Maybe I found this, maybe I'm thinking of the start of it. We'll get back to the Lakers thing, but maybe it was Pardon the Interruption, or no, not Pardon the Interruption. What's the one that Kellerman did with the four hosts?
Yeah, that's PTI.
Was that PTI?
Yeah.
No. PTI
around
was
the horn,
around the horn. The horn might have started it because then you had.
I used to watch the crap out of.
What was the guy from Denver? There was Jay Mariotti.
Is it Tim Callis? No.
No.
It's Woody Page. Woody Page. Yeah,
Page and Jay Mariotti. Those two kind
Jay
of...
Jay Mariotti.
Those were both kind of these like not likable characters that I felt like ESPN began to breed. And what would happen is they'd have the show on and it was like, you know, Kellerman's the host or whoever the... Was it Siciliano? Was he the other one?
Yeah, I think so.
So you'd have that. He's a likable guy. Then they would always put a likable character. They'd have like a, you know, Michael Smith or something like that on. And then they would have always Woody Page and Jay Mariotti that nobody liked. And what I felt like happened is they were like, okay, we have to counterculture our product. And look at the ratings we got with Around the Horn and these unlikable characters. And then, oh, look, with PTI, like Kornheiser has built this. I think it might be PTI and Around the Horn that created it. And then Skip Bayless went in and they said, oh, my God. We found it.
Reale is who it was.
You're right. It was Reale. Very good call.
Because he was stat boy.
He was stat boy with Kellerman.
Yeah, with Kellerman. Not with Kellerman.
He was stat boy. You're totally right about
Kornheiser, that. Kornheiser, not Kellerman. Yeah, Kornheiser.
So you take these guys and they have this formula. They say, well, look, people are dialed in because of these hot takes. And then it almost is like, they've nurtured people into it. It's like,
and they even put the quick clock on it too. Like you couldn't make your point long winded. You had to make it real quick.
Yeah, so. But then they create the character. Skip Bayless jumps right into it. Hey, who's the guy we want as the face of the thing? Let's get Colin Cowherd on. He does that, and then all of a sudden they turn the PTI guys even further into it.
Oh my God, Reale is still doing it.
That's amazing. And Stephen A. Smith.
2004, he started that.
But I'm just saying, it felt like they found that formula that was built around PTI and Around the Horn, and they said, this is what we're going to build our product on, this sports entertainment. It's the wrestling version of sports talk that they created, but all we have are bad guys and heels. There's no more good guys. Scott Van Pelt is the Stone Cold Steve Austin of ESPN sports talk. Everybody else is the Evolution. An NWO.
I don't even know what to say to that. I think you're blowing my mind.
I think I'm blowing my mind here. These are heels. All right, we come back and talk more about this, and we got to talk about how goddamn embarrassing the Lakers are because they're a joke. So I'm excited. Let's talk more.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
In this league
is cooking.
Welcome back. This is In This League. It is Bogman and the Welsh. Find us over at InThisLeague.com. More importantly, though, Patreon.com/ITL Army. If you love what we're doing, well, join in the ITL cinematic. This is the ITL universe. We have our own
ITLCU.
Yeah, exactly. That sounds like the ICU, like hurting people. But no, join in with our little universe, and you get access to us with secret shows, comedy shows, breakdowns of TV shows. We do chats. We just do a whole bunch of crap over there. And then you are directly supporting, so we can just be wild and crazy guys. We can just do lots of stuff, and we deeply appreciate that. So patreon.com/ITL Army. So, like, ESPN had this time where it was like the good guy era. You know what I mean? It was like, you know, the original Hulk, and, you know, it was like Stuart Scott, and they had, you know, Rich Eisen and Dan Patrick, and it was the great years. And they didn't realize was that everything was evolving around them into kind of like, you know, short clip viralness, everything. You know, I mean, the best damn sports show was kind of the beginning. I think it was also kind of this beginning of changing the culture of sports talk. And then ESPN developed. When did you say PTI was around? Was it 2004?
Well, that was when Reale picked it up.
Or Around the Horn.
2002 is when it started.
Oh, my God.
Around the Horn started in 2002. And I think PTI was a year before that.
I mean, and
might have been 2 years before that.
And Bugs, that is right around that time, that lull that ESPN had where they were just like, blah, everybody was blah about it. And there's a little bit of resurgence back because people were like, hey, look, ESPN's adding some interesting stuff. Remember Playmakers? They had, they're like, hey, some original programming. and then they add in PTI, and then slowly it just went away. So then, really, like, the meetings had to be this. It had to be ESPN going, listen, here are the things that work on our network right now. Nobody tunes in for highlights. Everybody's getting them on, you know, probably at that time, Facebook and stuff like that. And there's this thing, Twitter, that's coming out. And people are getting their highlights everywhere else. People have more access with, the, like you said, NFL Network, MLB Network. You know, there's Fox Sports. There's a million channels right now. We have to differentiate ourselves. What are the things that are getting over? And these guys go, well, Around the Horn is getting over. And the most popular characters that everybody wants every week are not the people they love. It's the people they hate. They don't like Woody Page. They don't like Jay Mariotti. Get him on every single week. And then this built over time where then they created, which we are in right now, the bad guy era. There's nothing but heels on ESPN of people that say nonsensical bullcrap. And not even just ESPN. Everybody's adopted it. We've talked about this. Shannon Sharp and Whitlock and
it's
all these.
The only shows that are on Fox are those shows. Like it's,
anywhere.
Yeah, it's Sharp and Bayless or, And then Whitlock and... Marcellus Wiley. I actually like Marcellus Wiley, but yeah. It's those shows where... We're going to throw a controversial opinion at you so you can get upset, but you'll keep watching because you have opinions too.
See, I'm not against, and you know me, like, I mean, if anything, I'm the heel of ITL. I'm not against there being heels, but the problem was they weren't like, all right, we want the counter, you know, because also, by the way, I guess I'm one thing I am forgetting that some people are probably thinking of was the original, you know, duo.
Kings of Comedy.
Yeah, not the original Kings of Comedy, but the original, Kings. Like, hey, we're so nice and play nice as Mike and Mike. And then that was all that they had was Mike. Hey, we're just fun. We're having a great time. Hey, Mike, let me talk about my wife and blah, blah, and all that type of stuff. And they just build all these guys that not only are just counter arguments, because Mike and Mike were kind of counter arguments, but not really. They were just stupid. Like, oh, you know, we're Greening. I play football, like nonsense. But they literally, instead of just going like, hey, I disagree with you and having like good old fun time arguments, it's, no, we need you to lay in on the stuff. We need you to go in. Let me give you an anecdote, and I'm sorry,
you know,
I'm talking
about. Mike was for me for a long time. It was, all right, it's time to go to bed.
Yeah.
That's what Mike and Mike was for me because I worked at the restaurant for so long, and, you know, we'd close at 1 in the morning.
Sleep
I'd be
and
there
snore.
Till 2. Right, and so I'd go home, and I'd be like, all right, I'm going to play some video games and then go to bed. And
as soon as Mike and Mike came on, you're like, oh, it's like a nursery rhyme. I'm going to bed now.
I need to go to bed. And then I'd watch like an hour of that. And then Robin Mead in the morning would be on CNN. And I'd be like, OK, she's got like a soft voice and she's hot. So I'll put that on in the background.
So let me give you an anecdote, because I worked with like news talk for a long time and, you know, TV and radio and stuff like that. And I have a friend that he was a regular on Nancy Grace. You know Nancy Grace, right?
Yeah.
Would it shock you to know that Nancy Grace is like news reality television? That no. It's you would say that if someone told you Nancy Grace was real.
I don't know a person that likes Nancy Grace.
No, she's the most unlikable person on the planet. But also, like, you see and hear something on Nancy Grace, you think 20% of it's real and the rest is played up, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, sure. Well, that's 100% the truth.
Didn't they do like you saw Gone Girl, right?
Yeah.
Didn't they do like a Nancy Grace knockoff in that one?
I think so. There's been a lot of those. Like any TV show, anytime they can play off like the Alex Jones character or a Nancy Grace character, like those are the two most like ripped characters that you see in spots. Like The Punisher season 2 had their like, I think, Alex Jones character or whatever. They do that type
of
stuff. I think so. I think that's what I might be mixing shows, but. What I'm getting at, so this guy was a regular on Nancy Grace, and they would call him up, and they would give him a brief conversation of what's going on, and before, and he would tell me this all the time, before when they're all sitting on, their pleasantries, how you doing, how's the wife, here's what we're going to do, they talk about kind of playing it up, I'm going to set you here, and then I'm going to go here, and then when they get on, vitriol, screaming, yelling, hot takes, everything across the board, because it's theater. It's theater of the course. Mind. And theater is okay, but what happens is in a
skip. Yeah,
that, but skip, that's the point. That's skip. What we get to. In this place, all of this new sports radio, or I should say sports television, these shows, that's all that they are. They're just the Real Housewives of ESPN. That's all that these things are. It's dramatized news where they're literally like, okay, Stephen A., do you think this? Or they go, Kellerman, you like Kawhi, right? They say, yeah. You like him more than Kobe? No. No, Kellerman, you like him more than Kobe. He's like, you like, just say it. And he's like, okay. You know, and then they do it. Or these guys just know by now.
So I don't know if it's that far. Like,
I think it's that far.
So you think
I think there's storylines. I think Jim Ross left the WWE. I think Jim Ross left the WWE to write for ESPN.
Okay. Like, I mean,
hey, any correlation? Remember Coach? Remember, you know, Jonathan Coachman? He was an announcer and writer for WWE. Just happens to be over on ESPN. Or I guess it was it the other way?
No. It was he left wrestling to go to ESPN. I'm pretty sure.
Curious.
I don't know if it's that much. I think it's, you know, maybe it's, I think it's more like the writers do it. You know how writers will, they'll make a preseason statement.
Things.
They'll make a preseason statement so that they're the person that is doing the hot take. You know what I mean? And it's maybe it's not something they believe, but they know they're going to get a lot of clicks from it. So they'll say outrageous opinion to get the clicks. I think it's kind of like that. I think these guys are still making their own decisions, but they know, we've been stale for a while. We need to say something pretty ridiculous.
No, I think you're right. They're like but the problem is,
they're behind the scenes people. I think they're doing it themselves.
No, and you know what? You're probably not. It's something along those lines. But there's a push. The reason they're there is because what these guys, instead of a headline on a story, these guys are their topic points are Gizmodo headlines. Like, that's what they're doing. They're just getting like, let me tell you about the 10 things that nobody expected or the shocking things that happened.
They're BuzzFeed.
That's what it is. That's a better one. Not Gizmodo. BuzzFeed.
I tell you, making a list is a huge thing now because people don't want to read your article and your words and your opinions. They just want to see the list. Who made the list?
Yeah.
Who's on the list?
Yeah. Well, what's the top five? I do it all the time. I look at the names
for it too. I mean, it's easier. It's easier than sitting and reading and you know, taking in knowledge when you just get a list. And
I'm a big dummy. I'm a big dummy. You know how many times I click on those things? I don't read one word they write. I look at the picture and I'm like, oh, that guy. Okay.
There's some of them where like they'll be the same one on the bottom of the page for like 3 weeks, and I'm like, I've avoided this for long enough. I think I deserve to click on this now.
I've earned this.
Yeah, and then I'll click on it, and then it just goes to another site, to another site, to another site, to another site, to another site.
We've devolved into this, but like, I'm fascinated by it because it's just something that's in our face, and literally, it's just like one of those things where I'm waiting for someone to go, listen, ESPN sports talk is real. Just like wrestling. They'd be like, wrestling is real. Like, this is real.
It's real,
like,
to me, damn it.
These guys are real. Like, I mean, you go back, like, freezing cold takes.
I mean, they're breathing people.
Well, so are wrestlers.
That's as real as it gets there.
So. You see some of the takes that Skip Bayless puts out there. I mean, they're geniuses, man. We all talk about them. People do tune in because they hate it. ESPN financially is doing better than it's been in a while. They are smart when they do it, but there's a point where we're going to turn. You can only have so much heel before you get
say something ridiculous, people know that I'm joking. You know, I'll have bad takes for sure. I mean, I think Yu Darvish's walk ratio right now is 19.3% or something ridiculous.
It's 8. He has a K per nine of 10 and his walk rate is 8 per nine.
Yeah. So his walk percentage though.
I don't know what that is.
Highest is like Anibal Sanchez at 13%. So like, I'll have bad takes, you know?
Yeah, sure. But your take isn't this. Yu Darvish is better than Max Scherzer.
Right. And it wouldn't be, you know what I mean? Yeah. So I don't know. That is, to me, that's kind of selling out. You know what I mean? Like that's doing something just for clicks. You don't actually believe in it. You have to become more of an actor than a person.
And that's what these guys are.
I think that's where you got to draw the line at doing this kind of stuff.
And to be fair, listen, like, a lot of people don't understand this. And this is where I have to be fair about it. Like, Mike and Mike was kind of done. Like, you want to tune in for a couple guys being like, hey, yeah, let's talk about Subway sandwiches and my wife. And I used to play football. Like, no, it's not interesting. What is interesting is someone saying something ridiculous that then is going to go viral and get millions of hits. And ESPN, this is the no publicity is bad publicity thing that's going on. So I don't hate them for it. It's just that all of their characters are unlikable and none are likable. And that balance is going to weigh themselves out where it's like, well, like, I want to be entertained. I just don't want to always be angry. I mean, there are people that always want to be angry.
Do you put PTI in that, though? Because I feel like Kornheiser and Wilbon were actually saying their opinions that they believe.
I 100%. I mean, I haven't watched PTI, nor would I watch PTI.
I think it ended in 2014.
I couldn't tell you. At least entertaining show for the last 10 years to me. I liked it at one point. But no, I do agree with you. They took two people that understood being on and just heightened their opinions. But that's why I said, like, to me, they were the breeding ground for the idea of, like, listen, people just like listening to Kornheiser just trip over himself and say ridiculous things. Even that's what they believe. They're like, we need more of this. So whether it's they go out and they script it or they just figure out, hey, guess what cast we're going to have on here? We're going to have Stephen A. Smith. We're going to have Skip Bayless. We're going to have all these people. They literally just hired the NWO to bring in there, and they did a good job. They hired the best bad guys that feed for what they want, and I'm just saying there's too much of it. It's great. You want to have people, FNTSY, you have people that are really smart and people want to hear from. You have conflict. You want all those things in what you're doing, but there's so much of it. Like, you don't take ESPN seriously. Do you?
No, I haven't taken ESPN seriously for a while. Well, not only did they have those, you know, hot take shows, but then they went, political slant on a lot of stuff, too, which I think they're getting away from now because they realize that, well, I'm not going to go political slant.
I mean, I kind of want you to, but yeah, go ahead.
No, absolutely not. So I always thought that was stupid. Like, why would you take a political stance as a corporation like that, because you just you're alienating 50% of your audience. It's pretty clear that this country's split down the middle and everybody watches sports. So I thought that was always a bad idea for them to do. So it seems like they've come off that now and they want to do more entertaining type stuff. But they're always going to have that stuff because that's the stuff that gets attention. You know, a lot of people watch that kind of stuff and, they want to get mad. There's a lot of people that want to have, you know, a dissenting opinion. They want to have something to be upset about and they'll get upset about, you know, these things and bad takes and stuff like that. And it's just,
the good snark is gone. Like Van Pelt has that. He's the last breath of, like, you want the snark, you want the wittiness. And they've attempted to do it. They did it one episode with the Barstool guys, the Pardon My Take, and then they canceled it right after because
too much.
Yeah, they're like, we don't want to be associated with Barstool, even though that's the name of the show that they put on. And, you know, they've had these small attempts at it, but all they've done, like I said, is, like, instead of building this stuff that's fun, it's like, well, let's bring on Skip, let's have Stephen A. Smith, let's have, God, who's that guy I'm trying to think of that he's a big loudmouth on Twitter.
Loudmouth on Twitter, and he works for who?
Yeah, big loudmouth on Twitter. He does an ESPN. I cannot think of his name, and it's driving me absolutely nuts. He's kind of an independent guy.
Do you know what show he's on?
It's going to come to me. He's battled with Portnoy over there. Travis Clay.
Oh, okay.
Travis Clay's another one of those guys. Like, he'll just be like, you know, women in sports, and yeah, he's like one of those type of guys that they'll play in. And he does. I don't know what he does if he even does any more ESPN, but I think he'll show up from time to time.
He's like I said, yeah, he's on Fox, so that makes sense.
Yeah, and there's nothing more to really keep going with it outside of it had me thinking with the Kellerman stuff, where this wasn't Kellerman before, and that's where I think this all sparked from.
He's really a women in sports guy.
Well, no, I'm just
sports.
No, I was just
you
putting
talk about
out Clay
alienating
Travis.
Half your audience.
No, Clay Travis is just he's a controversy machine. But what I'm saying Kellerman was never this person. He was never this type of guy. He was just kind of a down the middle. He might even throw some snark, and all of a sudden he's getting attention, and it's for all the wrong reasons.
Well, it's because he's on a show with Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah,
he can't be on a show with Stephen A. Smith and be a straight man. You know, he has to argue with someone. So. And they're like, you know what, Kellerman? I feel like they're like, you know what, Kellerman? You're either going to do this show or you're gone. And he's like, looks like I've got hot takes now.
Yep. So. Yeah. let me spark up my Kawhi Leonard and Larry. Let me tell you about how Larry Fitzgerald might just possibly maybe get into the Hall of Fame, but it's only due to longevity.
You think Michael Jordan would have taken the Raptors to seven games against the whoever they're playing right
not
now.
If Kawhi was against him, according to Kellerman. So here's what we're going to do, though. We'll get back on track. I thought that was a fun conversation. I'd love to hear your guys' opinion on it. If you want to tweet, what shows did you like? Do you agree? Do you disagree?
And do you watch that stuff? Do you watch Whitlock and do you watch Bayless? And does it make you mad? Like,
yeah.
And I would ask you, if it makes you mad every day, why are you still watching it?
Totally agree. Unless you're just waiting for the next viral thing to go on. But let us know. Let us know where you're at on that. But here's what I do want to get back to. I want to get back to how embarrassing the Lakers are. We're going to finish that conversation. How we're going to do it. We got some audio clips of the people during the protest. It is Bogman's collection of the best from the Lakers protest because the team just not in the right
Lakers
direction.
Losers.
The Lakers losers. I like it. The Lakers losers collection. It's coming up here, so don't go anywhere. More in this league. Bogman and the Welsh. Jerry Rice better than Randy Moss. Idiots.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
It's in this league.
Got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make.
In this league.
I'm the smartest guy in the world, says who?
IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Welcome back. This is In This League, live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You guys can catch podcasts. You might be listening to it on the podcast, but we're on all the places. iHeart, Spotify, wherever you want to get it. You can do that. You can get the this show anywhere, and we are very happy that you guys do it. 3 hours every single week, whether it's live 4 to 7 Eastern or it's on the pod. We be here for you, just like
Let's
the Lakers
go
fans.
Lakers,
just like the Lakers
Let's
fans
go
are there
Lakers.
For them. It's unbelievable, man. I mean, I looked at the stuff, some great signs that were out there, and you know, and I, we did the Bitbox where it was just like, hey, do you have a job? Like, where are your jobs here? Like, what is going on? Well, why? You people are outside of a stadium protesting your team. I still stand firm. This
on
is my
Friday.
This is my Skip Bayless moment, Pogs. I think it's the most embarrassing thing a fan base has done vis-a-vis their organization of all time.
You know, protesting is very patriotic. It's your right to express your opinion. But protesting against a team for not winning, I just don't know where your head's at there. You know what I mean? You're not protesting for, taking care of homeless people or universal health care or anything. Building a wall.
Yep. Lakers fans. Anything. We're out here. All right, everybody. Let's get together. We're going to band together. We're going to fight the man.
We're going to fight him.
Who's that man?
We're going to bring him to their knees.
It's a woman. It's Jeannie Buss.
Uh-oh, woman. Get Trey Clavis. Travis Clay in here.
Dwayne, to wave that flag. Oh, that LeBron James a problem. That's what I'm trying to say. They're out here, like all the fans are out there. They're like, hey, Attica, play Fortunate Son. They're trying to get a movement going. It ain't me. I ain't no LeBron James son. No, it ain't me. It ain't me. Say it, Bogman. Silver spoon in hand.
I don't have any lyrics. So
I
don't,
I mean, this. If you heard me sing Bogman, neither did I. So
this movement, this thing, I don't know how it got media attention because they planned it, right? And the media said, oh, look, people are going to show up. They're going to protest. And
it's like the remember Anonymous? It would be like 4chan's out there. And the police are like, we just got word that Lakers fans are going to protest out there. And it's like going through the internet. And I wish they actually, you know what would have been great? If they all would have wore the Anonymous mask, but they painted it yellow. That would have been
they
great.
They should have painted it yellow and purple like that one guy did.
That would have been perfect. Oh, but they should have all wore Kobe masks.
Well, then they would be like Game of Zones. Remember when they wore the Kobe masks?
That would be great.
Yeah, it was
the Kobe-less men.
My favorite part is that there's so, you know, we got this attention. You and I talked about this yesterday on Twitter, or 2 days ago on Twitter, and we were talking about like, oh man, these people don't have jobs, blah 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 blah. What are they going to protest? And all the media shows up. All the media, just anyone from any outlet.
Remember, I told you, everyone was going to be there on Friday. Everybody, because this is the story everyone wants to talk about.
And 17 people showed up to protest the Lakers. It was, I think more people showed up late, you know, LA traffic, all that stuff.
Yeah, just like classic Laker and Dodger fans that showed up in the third inning.
But there was legit a point of the protest where there were 7 people standing together chanting. And I love this. And this guy, Charlie Rivers, the Welsh, the guy who apparently is the Reddit king of the Lakers. He's the Lakers subreddit man.
Oh, so this is the ringleader.
He's from Phoenix, the Welsh, and he's a Lakers fan, and he drove all the way to L.A. to join the fight, to protest against the Lakers.
Let's get this guy on.
He's one of those fans that hates losing, the Welsh, unlike all the rest of us. We all love losing.
I like it, too, because in the video, there's no one around. He's just standing there. He's got a button-up shirt, so he's being very professional. So who's this? Charles Rogers, former writer here for the Lions?
No, Charlie Rivers, I believe his name is. He sounds like a guy from Always Sunny.
Is it related to Philip?
It could be.
Okay. All right, here's Charlie Rivers via some news outlet. I don't know.
So serious.
I'm from Anaheim, California, born and raised. I currently live out in Phoenix. I'm 22 years old, and I'm out here from the Staples Center. With a few people out here having my opinion heard. I just want to make it clear that this protest is not against the personal behaviors of Jeannie Buss or Kurt Rambis or Linda Rambis. I'm trying to find people on a personal level.
Release my official statement.
They're taking the basketball operations at the moment.
Now, tell me why you are the one that organized the event. You're Reddit.
What would you say you do here?
Well, quite frankly, I don't consider myself different from anybody else.
Oh.
I'm just a person like anybody here.
I don't know that. I got pause for a second. Listen, let me tell you. I don't consider myself a hero, but if others are saying it, I totally understand.
Look, if you want to put a cape on me, that's fine, but I'm not going to do it.
Just make sure it's yellow and purple.
A person told me, you know what? Care about this so much, why don't you organize a protest? So I did. It's an impromptu protest. It happened on Wednesday evening. It's Friday noon. It's about a day and a half. And here we are. And apparently the news covered it.
Smugness on his face.
Now tell me how the Reddit community played a role into getting this saying.
Well, I'd say they helped in promoting it, getting publicity.
They didn't have jobs. They're a bunch of losers sitting on the internet. I mean, sir, have you ever been on Reddit before? You know how they helped. All right, sorry, I had to do that.
Making it go viral, making it be seen by the news and media outlets,
making
and
sports
journalists and beat writers. They showed tremendous positive feedback. And, of course, with anything else, there was also negative backlash, but the majority of it was positive feedback.
And you drove all the way from Phoenix, Arizona, specifically for this protest?
Correct. Again, it's never something that I envisioned to be as big on the news as it became.
I'm not a hero, but...
Due to the response and the feedback that I had, I decided to drive out from Phoenix Thursday night.
I felt it was my duty as a superhero that I had to be there with my little people.
Let me ask you something.
He's great.
If you were that reporter... Is there any way you could have not laughed in that guy's face?
I assumed you were going to say, could I have had a straight face? Absolutely not. I felt like his first question where he was just like, why are you here? Like, why you? Like, it's like, why? It's ridiculous.
What are you trying to accomplish here?
This is a great video. The smugness on his, he is so, I mean, good for him. Hey, you did something. You got news coverage.
I mean, he's 22, right?
He did something for the first time. Clearly
he's
doesn't
22
have a job.
And someone basically dared him to do this.
He was on strike. That guy, dude, I guarantee you he drives for Lyft or Uber
100,000%.
Well, there's nothing wrong with driving for Lyft or Uber, especially as a 22-year-old. But I don't know, man. There is, I guess you got to like his dedication, because he'll drive from Phoenix to L.A. to do this protest thing.
Sure.
And I guess maybe 17 people is not that bad for a day and a half turnout here.
Bogdan, but you and I, if we decided to do our one-man show or two-man show that we always talk about at a nightclub, we could get more than 17 people in L.A.
Maybe
close, but
there's a lot of stuff to do in L.A. So I don't know if we could, but
I think we could.
These you got to get to the rest of these people. Go to Coachy McFace Paint over here. Like, this guy is my favorite. He has the easy plan. He's got the fix that's going to save the Lakers. And I don't believe I can't imagine why no one's not thought of this yet.
Yeah, so. You know what? This is going to be Rivers and McFace Paint 2020. So here's his plan to fix the Lakers.
Oh my goodness! First things first, fire everyone. Second thing, get all the best players back.
It's not easy.
Man, that is
who needs Magic Johnson?
Why? Yeah, well, who needs anybody?
Got the new face of the organization, Coachy McFace Paint.
This guy, I told our friends Jonas Nader and Dan Bespris, because they're both Lakers fans.
And we have friends.
And remember that I do a show with those guys, and they want to turn it into the Lakers show 50% of the time. So I have to guide them away from that half the time.
Oh, because, did Dan go to this?
No. Dan did not go to this. And I mean, there's just no way.
I would have paid him to be like the street reporter for this. Hoopball missed an opportunity. He should have been there. I'm very disappointed in them. Like, I'm not Charlie Rivers, and I'm not driving from Phoenix down there for that. But if isn't Dan in L.A.?
Yeah, Dan's in L.A.
Come
right.
On, Dan.
I mean, maybe he did go. I didn't see him there. But I said, guys, stop the head coaching search. You got him right here. And Dan is the one that called him. Well, Coachy McFace Paint makes some good points there. So, and by the way, you can tell he's going to be a coach because he's already got a suit.
Wearing a suit. I mean, that's what the NBA wants.
He's got a suit on, and his face, by the way, have you ever seen anyone do a worse job of painting their face than Coachy McFace Paint?
Oh, no, you're 100% right. Like, my kid can draw inside the lines of a coloring book better than he can go do with
this guy
face.
Can't draw on his own face.
No.
Just buy a mirror. It's not that hard.
No, it's really bad. All right, who's next?
Nick Young guys. These guys want to have Nick Young make the Lakers great.
Oh, I like these guys. These guys' faces immediately make sense.
Oh, they're bros.
All right.
You know what? Nick Young would be the best GM ever. Amazing. He's tight with everyone. He would get anyone he wants.
Any free agent,
KD would be like, oh, Nick's there? I'm coming. Kawhi, I'm coming.
He'd hook him Nick's up with there. Most hated. He could hook him with any shoe
one
he wanted.
One of the greatest players of all time.
Arguably.
Top five. Like,
most underappreciated in the NBA. Yeah.
And thank him for that little curse bomb in there.
Yep.
That we have
yep,
to get. Thank you, Bogman, too.
Got it marked. Yeah, I'm sorry I put all this together and you didn't.
It's okay. I mean, you were too busy laughing while you were doing this, so you couldn't focus.
I mean, definitely.
Who else?
How about the I don't think you'll understand the groundswell that this is causing until you hear the rousing Go Jason Kidd chant from these fans.
All right, let's, I mean, they didn't get their guy in Tyronn Lue, so let's hear. Like, those,
overwhelming.
Those 10 guys really made a big sound.
This is just making, this has to be, Ginny Buss had to stop whatever meeting she was in,
you know,
to watch this thing.
There was talk of a sequel for Forrest Gump where they were going to have other big moments in history. And I mean, I can already see Forrest Gump would have been Coachy McFace Paint. I mean, this movement is, they are doing the Lord's work right now. So who's next?
I mean, I don't know if there's any more that you need to play. There's, one Clippers fan goes through the loudest boo ever.
All right, like, let's hear that. Is that the rough Clipper?
That's the top one, yeah.
The
yeah.
Rogue Clipper, you mean? All right, let's see.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. Oh, this guy. I like this guy. Do you notice who's in the background of this video, Bogman? Coachy McFace Paint.
Oh.
He's right by... This guy is wearing...
Well, he's one of the 17 people. So
it's not hard to miss the characters here. Yeah, this guy's wearing a full-on Clippers outfit. It looks like Cedric the Entertainer. He's got half blue, half red Clippers jacket with a Clippers hat on, and he's getting all the attention, and everyone's behind him just booing.
So no see. Joke if...
The Lakers era is over!
ESPN, hire that villain. I like that guy. Get that heel on here. I'm going to replay that. Hold on. That's a great moment. Let's get that.
I can tell you, the Lakers era is over.
This guy is the greatest moment of his life. That look on his face. I want a shirt. I'm going to get stickers. I want that guy. I want that guy on the podcast. I want him on the show next. That guy is my favorite person. He walked into the lion's den. Bogman, he gets on camera and he goes, the Lakers era is over. And
there's a Suns fan here but you can't play his clip because some jerk comes in the middle of it and just starts screaming the F word at the top of his lungs.
Oh, really?
So it's funny.
I think I saw that one. Is that the one where the guy's like, hey, I'm a Suns fan. I'm really excited to be here because it's great to see an organization more dysfunctional than the Phoenix Suns.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. He's like, you know what? I get it. Like, I get why people are mad, but also I'm glad it's happening to someone else. Especially the Lakers.
It happened to the Lakers. Okay, so, I mean, I stand firm on this, Bogman. It's the most embarrassing thing a fan base has done. Now, maybe there's not a track record. I mean, people tell me, is there something else that has been done? You know, people might be like, well, you know, the Eagles, the Philly fans tearing down light poles and stuff. Like, you're celebrating a win. These guys, they're such crybabies. Like, go get a billboard. Put a billboard up and say, you know, Rambis sucks or... I don't know, something like that. Like, they stage an intervention like that. Like, Lakers are the biggest children in all of sports. Is there a whinier fan base than the Los Angeles Lakers now?
Ooh. That is a good question because, like, I just don't know how passionate Lakers fans are. Obviously, 17 of them are passionate enough to show up here, and some guys are, you know, the Nick Young guys are obviously, I feel like, there's no way they believe anything they just said.
Yeah. Okay, in reality here, let's pull the curtain back a little bit. Let's see who's behind the great wizard. Like, we get that a lot of this is shtick. I understand half the people there are there because it's like, oh, Lakers, I don't have a job, you know, Uber, we're striking, all this type of stuff. Like, people just want to go out and have some fun on a Friday. It's the majority of what it is. Charlie Rivers, though, or whatever his name was.
Man, he was buttoned up.
He was organizing the next big movement. The look on his face.
I got to tell you, I'm just glad that he cleared it up, that he is not protesting the people.
No.
Just the job that they're doing.
Just the job. He's not.
As long as we got that clear and we know that his intentions are pure and it's just for the Lakers, that was the thing I was concerned about. So I'm glad he cleared that.
Yeah, no, he did it. But, like, he made this serious. A Reddit community was like, yeah, man, you're doing the work. You're ground zero. You know, you're our guy. Like they were doing that stuff. I look at it and I'm just so happy. You know, the Knicks are the laughingstock of basketball, but they're going to turn it all around this offseason, potentially what happens with the draft. There's so much, and like, they're taking it on the chin. They just complain about Dolan. You don't see them out in New York, like, protesting in front of anything. Dolan's might be one of the worst of all. And it's sitting out there. They're just like, nah, I'm not going to do that. We're not losers. And the Lakers fans are like, hold my beer. Hold my beer. We're going to go out here and we are going to protest and do.
There were 100% more media people there than there were protesters.
Oh, my God. There were more cameras that were there. Not just media people with interviews. There were more video cameras than there were people. It's the best thing. It's the best thing as a basketball fan. Like, screw the playoffs. Screw Game 7. Screw parody. Just give me a Lakers protest and video of the fans all day, all night. So, Slam Magazine, good on you. You guys got a lot of that great audio. That was to Slam if you were checking it out. All right. Hour one in the books. We got a whole bunch more baseball, football, maybe some a little bit more basketball if we dare. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.